Hi, my name is Blake. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and anger. Y'all, thank you. Y'all, please pray with me. Father, I just thank you for this evening. I thank you for all the people who have turned up here tonight, especially the person perhaps who's just walked through those doors for the first time. Lord, I just thank you for the miracle of regeneration that you have brought about in my life. And I just ask that you would speak clearly through me, that there may be somebody out there that needs to hear a word of hope, and that this is the place to find it. Jesus, in your name I pray. Amen. I want to start by saying that anything is possible when a person submits to the one and true living God. There are so many things I want to include in this testimony of God's grace, but I primarily want to focus on a few key areas. I'm a member here at Watermark, serve in regeneration, and I belong to a wonderful community group. I work in downtown Dallas as a leasing agent for our family real estate company, and I've been married now, this says 24, but it's 26 years, almost 26 years. My life was not always like this. Now let me tell you how I got here. I had a pretty normal childhood. I attended church with my parents until my dad got a sales job and had to travel, causing us to move often. My dad quit going to church and spent Sundays, went home watching sports and drinking. My dad loved sports and got me involved in playing baseball and football. He actually coached several of my teams and pushed me to excel. He was supportive, but I felt pressured. A lot of this was self-imposed, but I blamed him for many of the mistakes as I got older. As time went on, my parents fought about my dad's drinking, moving, and about money. Our church attendance was almost non-existent. I learned how to manipulate my parents to get my way. I was turning into the classic victim, and my parents would cover for me when I'd get into trouble. As a teenager, I started feeling this void, this emptiness, and this deep loneliness until I discovered alcohol. From the very first time I drank, I got drunk. I was about 13 years old, and I really got sick the next morning, but I did not heed the warning. I liked the comfort that I felt, plus it made me more confident and bold. It also got me in with the in crowd in high school. I started partying and chasing women. My grandfather worked at a university and used his relationship with the head football coach to get me a scholarship playing football. My drinking escalated and got so out of control that I ended up throwing away my scholarship. I started getting into trouble with the law, excuse me, and my grandparents were constantly bailing me out of situations. They were in complete denial about my problem. I was a mess and ended up leaving college. During that time, my other grandmother shared the gospel with me, but I was not open to what she had to say. I stayed out for about a year, and then I went back to college. I somehow managed to get a degree in business management. I got my first job, but was still drinking heavily. I partied on weekends and slept with women to drown out my pain and emptiness. One day while driving, I was flipping the radio station when a sermon came on. I found myself compelled to listen as the man spoke about God's love and grace. For some reason, I could not change the channel, and I will never forget this experience. But my drinking pattern started to change for the worse. I began sneaking drinks on my lunch breaks. I kept vodka in my truck so I could take a couple of shots on the way to work to get me going. I knew deep down that I had a problem, but I stayed in denial. I met my wife, Cammie, and fell hard for her. She had a very consistent and strong relationship with God. When she asked me about my faith, I lied and told her that I was a believer also. I didn't want to lose her. She was different from other women I'd gone out with, and in a strange way, that was what attracted me to her. We got married 9 months later. I thought my relationship with her would fix me, and that I could quit drinking for her if I had to. Shortly before getting married, we drove to Florida so she could meet my parents. I pulled over at the state line and said, you'll have to drive from this point forward. I can't drive in the state of Florida. This opened the door for me to tell her about my six DWIs in four different states, my multiple times in jail, and numerous wrecks. Great stuff for her to hear right before meeting my parents. I assured her that all that was in my past. My parents made it easier on me by telling her that I had hypoglycemia, low blood sugar. It was explained to her that I needed to eat several small meals each day or I would get extremely weak. This kept her in a state of confusion for a while, so she worried about my health instead of tuning into my alcohol problem. We moved to several states as I ran from my problems and eventually ended up in Texas. I was wasted on one of our moving drives while driving the U-Haul with all of our stuff in it. I kept changing jobs. I managed a convenience store for a time and stole alcohol from the coolers I closed up each night. I would quit my jobs before I got fired. My wife forced me to go to AA after finding empty liquor bottles, but I resented it. Finally, I admitted that I had a problem and attended regularly and was exposed to the God idea again. That still didn't stop me from drinking. I started to drink anything in the house that had alcohol in it, some of it lethal enough to kill me. Once my wife called an ambulance because she thought I was in a diabetic coma. The paramedics quickly filled her in that I was passed out from an extremely high level of alcohol. I seldom came home from work on time. I disappeared one time for 2 days. My wife thought I was dead, but I was just at the lake passed out in my truck. I remember one night when I was drunk, screaming to God with all my might that if he existed, to please help me. I was at the end of my rope. I wound up in another of the multiple rehabs that I was in and out of, and when I got out, I started working the AA 12-step program with all the zeal I'd put into my drinking. For the first time, I had a deep yearning to know God. Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek for me with all your heart." One day while watching TV during this time, I heard the gospel message presented by a preacher. I fell to my knees in front of the TV and prayed. It was not by any good works that I had done or any righteousness of my own that I could approach God. I had to acknowledge that my righteousness was as filthy rags, that I was a sinner, and that all men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. If I would just confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I would be saved. I needed and wanted this more than anything. I became new that day in 1998. That day changed everything. I was a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come." I still struggled for a couple of more years with my drinking, but continued to surrender one day at a time. The next year, 10 years after that, I stayed sober. I got involved in the church, and our marriage was going well, but I still struggled with pride and anger. Once again, my life took a turn for the worse. I started becoming judgmental of others and with the church we were attending. I started taking credit for all that God was doing in my life. I started doing things in my own strength. I began to stray away from the church, and I decided to test the waters and began drinking again. I decided that I had it under control this time. Once again, my drinking escalated, and during this season, I also learned that I was a father and a grandfather from a one-night stand that I had had years ago, months before meeting my wife. I began drinking even more to escape the feelings of guilt. My wife and I never had any children. This shocking news severely tested our marriage. The ironic thing about this is that my daughter's name is Brittany, which is what my wife and I would have named a girl if we'd had one. I almost lost everything again, my job, my wife, my faith. After my second rehab of that year, I knew I had to get back on track. I had hit a new bottom and must totally submit my life to the Lord again. I was desperate and willing to try anything. We went to re-engage Watermark's marriage ministry, but I was drunk during the first half of that program. we did have her make it all the way through, and I also started going to Regeneration, Watermark's recovery ministry. My first night at Regen, I was actually drunk and did not want to be here. But I knew in the back of my mind this is where I needed to be. It had all the familiarity of AA's 12 steps, which comforted me somewhat. What was different, though, was the emphasis on the fact that Jesus Christ is the one who has the power to set me free, not just a God of my own understanding. I had a sense of acceptance and realization that I was not unique in my struggles. I had been doing things in my own strength, and it only got me into the position I was in. I realized that after a period of time in small group, the need to step out of denial and acknowledge that I was powerless and that my life had become unmanageable once again. I had to completely submit my will and my life over to Christ, just like I had done 13 years ago when I first gave my life to Him. I had not lost my salvation, but I had turned my back on Him, and I had forgotten the freedom from the bondage that was available to me and the joy and peace I had experienced. Beaten by alcohol to the point of desperation, I slowly started submitting one day at a time. Colossians 2:6 says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue living in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." I had been living a lie and was coming out of the darkness into the light again. Through the process, I gained some clarity and sobriety. I had my last drink in 2011, and I haven't touched it since. I threw myself into inventory in the amends process, and God revealed to me the root cause of my struggles was pride and also a fear of rejection. I got to know the guys in my group and found myself connecting with a lot of them. That lone wolf mentality and uniqueness that I felt started to fade away, and the joy of what the Lord was doing in my life had become my strength. I rededicated my life to Christ, grew through the ministry, and was amazed at how quickly God restored me. I had purpose again, and my marriage was saved. My favorite verse now, as a prodigal who has returned, is Matthew 11:28-30, which says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." My life is completely different now. I experience the details of each day and accept that my life is in God's hands. The Lord has used me in ways I've never thought possible. I'm currently leading a wonderful group of men through the Regen process. It has been a blessing and also very humbling as the Lord continues to reveal areas of my own life that I need to submit to Him. I've seen God do remarkable things in these men and even had the privilege a couple of years ago of participating in the baptism of one of these guys as he identified his life with Christ. The accountability in my life has increased greatly. I've met some great men and women in leadership, some of which I've grown very close to. I've also had the privilege of sponsoring other men who are going through Regen, which has also been a tremendous blessing. That God would allow me to be a part of another man's journey is absolutely amazing when I think back on how untrustworthy I used to be. My wife and I are part of a wonderful community group that promotes authenticity and openness as we share life together. Even though at times there are difficult issues that come up, I have a sense of freedom and trust to share whatever I'm struggling with, and I know that I'm going to get godly counsel. Being a part of a community takes me out of myself as I get to experience the struggles and victories of others and pray with them. We study God's Word together, but we also laugh a lot, learning not to take life so seriously. My relationships with my family and friends have been restored. My marriage is now stronger than ever as we mutually submit to the Lord, learning how to handle conflict in a godly manner and discuss differences without feelings of rejection. He has replaced anger with respect. I value my wife's counsel now and seek to put her needs before mine as I submit to the Lord. My relationship with my daughter and grandson is growing and becoming more comfortable. I have regained the trust and respect of my parents and other family members. I'm very blessed to work for my wife's brother and father in our family business, the very people who saw me at my lowest and had every reason not to trust me. My brother has also been impacted by what the Lord has done in my life. He also struggled with alcoholism and was living the party lifestyle, which finally caught up with him. I helped him get into a rehab here in the Dallas area a while back and was able to share the gospel with him on one of my visits. He has remained sober by God's strength since he got out and is attending church now on a regular basis. In my life now, the Lord has given me a new pair of glasses with which to see the world and my purpose in it. In the past, my goal was to pursue making a living by maintaining my drinking, trying to conceal it, and giving the others the impression that I had it all together. The only way I could accomplish this was to become a loner, avoiding other people to protect my identity and keep the truth suppressed. Now, as I daily submit to the Lord, I look for ways to serve Him and view my career as a means to do this. In the past, I experienced deep depression and thoughts of ending my life. Now I am happy and content with my life, regardless of my circumstances. In the past, I had only casual work acquaintances or drinking buddies. Now I have an abundance of friends. I have several godly men in my life who I can turn to in times of frustration and challenges. I can discuss anything with them that is bothering me, and I have allowed them to speak truth into my life and hold me accountable. In the past, my only interests besides drinking were college football and fishing. Now, I still enjoy these things, but they are no longer idols of the heart like they used to be. My focus is now more outward as the Lord allows me opportunities to minister to others, which is more rewarding than any of my selfish desires. I've had the opportunity to go on several vacations, something I never envisioned being able to afford in the past, because I blew all of our money on alcohol. God is showing me how to be a good steward of all that He's entrusted me with in my life. My wife and I enjoy going to sports events, concerts, and movies. All these things we enjoy so much more now that I don't drink. There's such a peace of mind in knowing that you're on the right path. John 8:31-32 says, "If you hold to my teaching and you're really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." I always know that there is a hope at the end of the day. There is nothing that the God of the universe cannot handle. It really takes pressure off my shoulders as I cast my cares upon Him, because I know He cares for me, and I put my total trust in Him. I still have sin struggles and fleshly issues that I deal with on a regular basis, but it's so much easier when you submit to win and run the race that God has set before you. Clearing away the wreckage of the past and asking for and receiving forgiveness and trusting Him for the future. I never thought I could have such a fulfilling life. For those of you that are here for the first time, welcome. I encourage you not to feel like things are hopeless and your struggles are just the cards that you were dealt in life. God has the power to regenerate you, to make you new. Life definitely has its challenges and surprises along the way. But if you put your trust in the Lord and keep your eyes on Him, anything is possible. Thank you.